At Pierce County's Joint Base Lewis-McChord, 8,500 troops retired or were discharged in the last fiscal year. Most of them are looking for work. Transferring a military career into the civilian world can be tricky, it can be stressful, and for some people, it can mean a total career switch. Here's KUOW reporter Patricia Murphy.
In the Army, Jason Kiefer is a fire direction specialist. His job is to tell rocket launchers where the enemies are and how to hit the enemies with their rockets. But today, he's in a classroom at Joint Base Lewis-McChord learning statistical analysis, C-sharp coding, and software testing from teacher Harold Nelson.
And we're going to rewrite it so that it accepts an X-bar 1 and an X-bar 2.
It's still a little tricky. I mean, some of the stuff we're going through and learning is completely over my head at points.
Kiefer is one of 24 active duty service members who were accepted into the Software and Systems Academy. It's a partnership between Microsoft, Direct Technology, and St. Martin's University in Lacey. Until he was accepted to the Software Academy, Kiefer planned to return to teaching after his discharge, but he says he saw this opportunity and decided to apply. Finding work after military life can be challenging. The unemployment rate for veterans in Washington State is 7.2%, slightly higher than the civilian rate. Robin Baker is JBLM's Transitions Services Manager. She says they begin working with soldiers on a plan between 18 and 24 months prior to their discharge. That often includes making budgets and cluing them in to the harsh reality of the current job market.
But we definitely don't sugarcoat anything. We want to be very realistic. And honestly, when they do that budget and they look at what they realistically need to survive on the outside, some of them turn around and reenlist.
Or enroll in college. Baker says about half of service members go back to school. She says soldiers' emotions run the gamut from overconfident to terrified.
It is scary, but when you give them the knowledge and they feel like they can take control of their future and make some progress towards being successful, then a lot of that is doesn't go away completely, but it's manageable.
For Kiefer, the software engineering training he's receiving comes with some peace of mind. At the end of his 16-week program, he'll be placed in a job at Microsoft or one of the company's contractors. He knows it doesn't always work out that way.
Man, while I was deployed, a friend of mine from my training at Fort Sill, he got out of the Army and he actually committed suicide because he couldn't find anything. He thought his life was going to be better when he got home, and then when he got home, there was nothing there. So, yeah, it's kind of a big deal to know that you're actually going to have some stability when you get out.
And just try extending that from the simple case where we have one sample, one mean.
Kiefer is scheduled to transition out of the military in February, the same month his wife is due to deliver their first baby. Microsoft plans to expand the software training program to military installations in California and Texas later this year. I'm Patricia Murphy, KUOW News.
Sounds like a lot,